This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died and another person seriously injured following a motorcycle crash involving a deer. It happened Saturday, according to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. The passenger of the motorcycle, 45-year-old Heather Grennis, died from her injuries. The driver of the motorcycle, 51-year-old Tyler M. Conrad, had serious injuries. According to deputies, law enforcement responded around 6:45 p.m. to the 800 block of State Highway 82 in the township of Springville. When deputies arrived on the scene, authorities said both the driver and passenger of the motorcycle were found with severe head trauma along with other injuries. A crash involving at least two vehicles on Wisconsin 11 in Greene County left several people injured Tuesday morning. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said it happened around 5 a.m. Lanes were closed down for about an hour and a half while the Greene County Sheriff's Office responded. Several people were taken to the hospital. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82. We're going to keep warming it up, too, with upper 80s to low 90s by the weekend. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
99.7.
Crazy. Can't sleep at night. I toss and turn, listening for the telephone.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are halfway through another work week, just trying to make it to another weekend. I'm Maddie Jones. It's Pat Benatar now on Max FM.
Max FM.
All I Need is a Miracle, Mike and the Mechanics, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. We do appreciate it. Taking a look at some entertainment headlines, Will Smith still has 8 years to go before his 10-year Oscar ban for slapping Chris Rock is over, but he's trying to get his sentence commuted early. Now, there are claims out there that he's begging the Academy to lift the ban, in part because he apologized, but also because the success of Bad Boys Ride or Die has proven that he can still be a huge movie star. I don't know if I'd go that far, but all right, Will. There are two big obstacles standing in his way, though. First, not all the members of the Academy have forgiven Will, and some still think he should have been arrested for what he did. Second, Chris Rock has not forgiven Will Smith yet at this point. In fact, one source says that the moment everybody is waiting for is for Chris and Will to publicly and genuinely bury the hatchet. That's going to give the Academy the confidence to revisit their decision. Until then, it looks like Will Smith is still banned from winning any Oscars. Let's be honest. No matter how great Bad Boys Ride or Die was, Will was probably not winning an Oscar for that anyway. Taking a look at your forecast, we do have a chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise today, partly cloudy with a high near 81, clear down to 60 tonight. Partly cloudy 82 tomorrow, and then we're going to keep warming things up. Upper 80s, maybe even the low 90s by the weekend. Right now, it's 65.
Come on now. Running out of moonlight.
Singer-songwriter Randy Houser comes to the Sauk County Fair.
County Road 44.
Tickets on sale now for Randy Houser. Randy Houser, July 13, SaukCountyFair.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whisper. Everyone, but you stay so cool.
The Warrior.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Madonna, hopefully you were striking a pose this morning. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. Now, there are a lot of tipping stories out there, right? In fact, it's kind of becoming exhausting to think about or even talk about. But this is something at a whole different level. A man in California went to a bar in the San Diego area. It's called the Catalina Lounge, and this was a while back. When he was closing his $24.50 tab, the screen gave him four tipping suggestions. 20%, 25%, 50%, and 100%. There were also buttons for a custom tip and no tip. Well, the guy was so appalled that he took a photo, of course, and now it's going viral. Naturally, some commenters say that's predatory, especially for a bar, because if someone isn't looking closely or even thinking clearly, too many adult beverages, they could inadvertently tip a lot more than they mean to, which I would assume is probably the point. No one from the Catalina Lounge has officially commented, so it's unclear if they chose those options, or if they were somehow pre-programmed into whatever checkout system they're using. For what it's worth, the guy posted his actual receipt as well, which shows he ended up tipping 20%, but he also said that he doesn't know why he even tipped at all, and that the rest of the night he tipped 0% in response. 100% tip. Boy, oh boy. Now, if it's only like a $10 bill or something, sure, that's probably easy to manage. If you're talking something much higher than that, maybe in the hundreds for a really nice dinner out, that could break the bank pretty darn quickly. I always just kind of go by the service we've had, and I always stick by the 25% rule in most cases. Just kind of how we do things. Maybe even above that if the service has been really, really awesome. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, maybe even tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, the temperatures over the next couple of days, not going to be bad. Right around 80 degrees, but by the weekend, boy, oh boy, are we going to warm things up. Sean Cable's going to have more for you in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports here on Max FM, and right now it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of your upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's Sauk County Fair Week with great events happening all week long. From Wednesday all the way through Sunday is when all the rides, games, and vendors will be open. Check out SaukCountyFair.com to see what's happening every single day at the fair and the great grandstand events taking place, including the Randy Houser concert Saturday night at the grandstand. In addition to the events around the fair, on Friday night, the 12th, there's going to be music in Mirror Lake State Park. The Concert in the Park series will continue with Cruisin' Around. Bring chairs or use the outdoor rock seating and enjoy an evening of music in the outdoor amphitheater. Again, this will be Friday, July 12th from 7 until 8:30 at Mirror Lake State Park. And Durward's Glen will be hosting the annual Bagpipes in the Glen event. great music, and also breakfast this year from Wittenbach's Command Center Food Truck with coffee and kids' activities. Part one of the event will be from 9 a.m. until noon, and then the grounds will be closed down from noon until 3. Part two of Bagpipes in the Glen will be starting back up from 4 until 8 p.m. is when they'll get the music going once again with Celtic and Scottish music, a brat stand, some Scottish food, wine, and chocolates. Again, this will be at Durward's Glen Saturday, July 13th. For more details, visit durwardsglen.org. And while you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, be sure to swing by Saturday morning for the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling their items on Oak Street. This will be from 8 a.m. until 12:30. It's every Wednesday and Saturday, now through October. Visit Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook to find out the night before who will be in attendance that next farmers market.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells Monster Truck fans. Two big shows on July 20th. Dells Raceway Park will explode with the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Big blown monster trucks flying over 30 feet in the air and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets include free pit party pass to meet the drivers and the best seat in the house. Get your tickets now at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Come early and ride in a real monster truck at the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Two big shows on July 20th. The Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Monster trucks and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. Two monster shows. It's gonna get wild. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Get up, dust off, and go get them next time. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. One to forget for the Brewers last night, 12-2, the final between the Crew and the Pirates. Pittsburgh taking game one of the three-gamer in a blowout. Game two is tonight. Tobias Myers will pitch against Martin Perez. Game time from American Family Field in Milwaukee is set for 7:10. Elsewhere in the division, the second-place Cardinals were rained out against the Royals, but they still pick up a half game. Milwaukee's lead is down to 4. Elsewhere in the division, in Baltimore, the Cubs clobber the Orioles 9-2. The Reds turn away the Rockies in a slugfest in Cincinnati 12-6. And from basketball, Buck star Giannis Antetokounmpo will be the first athlete seen at the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. Greece gets the honor to lead all nations as the country of origin for the modern-day Olympics. And Giannis on Tuesday was named his home country's flag bearer. This year's opening ceremony of the Olympic Games will be held on the Seine River in Paris. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82. We're going to keep warming it up, too, with upper 80s to low 90s by the weekend. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Some cases, 50% off. And today through Friday, even more than that with our big 15% off sale. Everything in the Max FM Big Deal store is at a discounted price, even more so than before. All you have to do is go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Start saving on all sorts of new and replenished gift certificates. Those instant deals available as well if you're in town for the fair. MaxFMBigDeals.com. The police now.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing, this girl's an open page. Bookmarking, she's so close now, this girl is half his age.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes.
the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Gone.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. American kids doing best they can.
Woo!
to dance with somebody who loves me. There is the late, great Whitney Houston. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon as well as tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, not bad today. Partly cloudy, 81 for a high. Clear down to 60 tonight, then partly cloudy, 82 tomorrow. We're going to warm things up, though, as we get into the weekend. Upper 80s and maybe even low 90s by the weekend. Right now, it's 65. Coming up this morning on Max FM, Broadway legend Chuck Wagner is going to be performing at the Al Ringling Theater on Friday night. You're going to have another chance to win some tickets later this morning, probably before 9 o'clock, so be listening for your opportunity to text in and win. We're also going to talk about the cartoon characters that we would love to see as President of the United States. Well, sometimes when these people run for office, there's really no difference, but Finn and I will get into that this morning. Plus, apparently, we're tired a lot and like to say it out loud a lot. We'll talk about how often we're actually saying the words, I'm tired, in our lifetime. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up as well. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is today, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news around 7 o'clock. Sports later on this morning, plus all the music you need to start this Wednesday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
tomorrow, so I guess I'll just believe it. Tomorrow, never know. I said night, I'm living in the forest of a dream. I know the night is not as it would seem. I must believe in something, so I'll make myself believe it. This night will never go.
Darling, only the good die.